want to talk about, can we talk about us? And then we're going to talk about another church, one in the Bible, we're not going to talk about a local church, but I wanted to start talking about us. I mean, we are titled, and again, some of this isn't revelational, but we need to be reminded, and what better time when we're beginning to come into a new year of some what's and why's in our lives, right? What is what you do, and why is why you do it? And I think even going into a new year in our personal lives, you need to praise and ask those questions. You know, whether you're a father or grandfather, we heard, you know, what I do is hopefully raise my kids in the fear and admiration of the Lord. Why I do it is because God's called me to do it, and I love my kids, hopefully, right? So Faith Christian Center, we've been a few times over the years, and even Pastor John, you know, hey, why don't we change the name? You know, sound a little bit more modern. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, maybe Running Brook Church or something. I don't know, whatever. You know, and I'm speaking lightly, but it's not a, but I mean, if you think Faith Christian Center, it's a big deal, not the church itself. And let me rewind. When I said, let's talk about us, look to the left and look to your right. You are the church. Amen. It's not this building. It's not the fancy preacher today. It's not, you are the church. You're the church. So we're talking about you and I, but we're all together in this. Faith Christian Center. Well, I mean, let me just breathe this out. I mean, Pastor Sam didn't, I'm sure he prayed about this and what he titled this. And we have such a great foundation 40-some-odd years ago from this called Faith Christian Center. And you look at it as, okay, well, faith. God drew you at some point to himself. And in that drawing, you had to respond to that. And for many of us, that's a response of faith. Most of the Bible, when you read it, it's about response. What is your response? Is it faith or fear? So when God was drawing you, at some point you decided to have some faith in that drawing. And when you did this, as Paul would talk and other apostles, grace came in. And that grace came in so you could actually surrender your heart to Jesus. How many know that's an ongoing daily journey? It's not one and done. Gosh, please, that's a whole other message. It's not one and done. So if we've done that, we become a title in Christian, what we are, right? What do Christians do? They should go to church. Assembly. Come together with people that believe in something greater than themselves, which is God. That's what distinguishes us, begins to distinguish us than the lodge, the social clubs, and those are fine, but they're not for something greater than themselves usually. And we come together from all walks in life to make a, to commune in unity. Community. Yes, we are a family. The family of God is bigger than this room. It's global. By biblical standards, the church says preaching the word of God and becoming more like Christ down the street is part of our church family. But he calls certain different communities to be here, to be for one another, to grow, to serve, all these components. So Faith Christian, I'm a Christian now, I'm going to church, I'm assembling when I can assemble with other saints, other those that believe what I believe. And Pastor Sam was very key to put center at the end of that. Because we always have different things going on in this center. Whether it's a school from Monday to Friday from Seekonk Christian Academy. Whether it's you ministries that have been doing things. Many other things that are part of the center. But the heartbeat is still a church. Right? The church, the body of Christ. So when you think, I go to Faith Christian Center, well, I hope at some point faith drew you. Your response was in faith because God drew you. You are a Christian and following Christ, so you come to a center, a church, to be part of a community, right? But that's the what. What's the why? You can only answer that for yourself, but I would hope some of the answer is to become more like Jesus. That works vertically, obviously, where our sources, heaven and kingdom coming down, that we become more like Jesus. But it also, they both need each other. It's also horizontally, where I need you and you need me. We do. That's not easy for an introvert to say that. I'd rather be at home right now reading a book. Maybe with some cocoa. Love you guys. Don't take it personally. But I'm an introvert. I don't, you know. So, but that's Faith Christian Center. I think it's very key that we just go through some reflection and forecasting in the next 20, 30 minutes maybe. What and why? What Faith Christian does, and why are you here? And those are innocent questions. There's no agenda to that, but you need to answer that at some point in doing that. It may help you answer when you know the mission, right? And we've heard this before, but we can't forget it. The mission, as many other churches should be, is Matthew 28. I think I gave you that scripture, the last verse of the scripture. This is when Jesus is going up and ascending into heaven soon, and he's leaving instructions for his disciples. And we know this, but do we know it? I'm preaching to myself too today. Matthew 28:19. This is Faith Christian Center's mission, and this is many other churches' missions, we believe. Therefore, go and make disciples. What just happened down here when they were sharing? Disciples were potentially making other disciples. Discipleship doesn't always happen from this stage. They were making disciples because they were sharing the love of God and whatever instrument was happening at that point. You're called to do that outside of this room. Therefore, go and make disciples. Yes, discipleship happens here. But it also is a ripple effect out there of all nations, not just the United States. That was a joke. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That baptismal and things we do with water baptism continue. Jesus continues and says, I think we had, can we get to 20? Because that's important in 20. Did I not give you 20? Let me know when you have that, because I'd rather end on that. All right, well, he talks about going and making disciples. That's what our mission is at Faith Christian Center. Our vision at Faith Christian Center, the vision is simply, how do we see us walking out the mission? This isn't some corporate, governmental hierarchy, org chart. This is God has ordained this biblically, to have a mission and a vision in your life. If you don't have a mission and a vision in your life, you will hit whatever you're aiming for every time, which is nothing. Our vision is teaching God's word and the truth of it and the spirit in it, teaching and reaching a world with the love of God, and then connecting as a church community. That's how we walk it out. Do we get every step of that right? No, because there's a secret. We all have imperfect people in the church. There's a few of us somewhere. Don't let that out of this room, but we're all imperfect, trying to become more like the perfect person, which is Jesus Christ, and doing that. So it's important to know your mission in Matthew 28. Okay, teach these new disciples, so back to the mission, to obey all the suggestions. No, to obey all the commandments I have given you. Jesus is saying this to his disciples. And be sure of this. So he is reassuring of this, that I am with you always to the end of the age. So important. Some of us, again, I've been there too. Where are you, God? Well, we've been doing what he said to qualify him to be with us, which is making disciples. Have we done that? Have we been obeying the commandments that he's been given? Love your neighbor, love the Lord your, what's the anchor one? Love the Lord your God with all your heart. And yet we try and complicate that sometimes. With all your might. And the second, love your neighbor as you feel he deserves or she deserves it. No, love your neighbor as yourself. Whoa, I was worried about that. So we need to know the mission and vision of Faith Christian Center if you're a part of this church community. Because that allows you to know what you're being a part of, right? Let's do some reflection and forecasting. So reflect on 2025. It was a good year. The year before was a good year. We've had many good years. In 2025, we've had a new educational class, which was Digging Deeper, led by our elder, teaching elder Gordon Udall. That class was packed out. That means there was a hunger in 2025 to learn more of the Word of God, to dig deeper. Our momentum classes, as Ed, to echo Ed earlier, what he's talked about is being part of this church, we highly suggest you go through momentum. That momentum to hear what we believe, our tenets of faith, and the opportunities that are here, but also hear who you are as well, too. And join us together to become part of the church. That would be, we used to call membership. The why of membership never made sense, right in this season. So forgive me for all you folks that have been here a while. The membership, the part of your membership, should I sit down? Part of you being a part of the church is being discipled. That's bigger than a certificate. Those are nice. Seasons are nice. I don't disrespect what was done. But it's a season of, are we having church? Are we being the church? They start out the same at Sunday at 9:30, just kidding. But they go in different directions. Biblically, Jesus didn't do a lot of membership. He just said, come see, come follow. He takes time in that because the next thing he's going to say, come die. I need you to die to yourself and pick up your cross and follow me. Those don't fill churches just yet. They will when things start falling apart more. Wow, where did I go from there? Reflection, okay. This was a great year because we had over $50,000 was given to our building fund. So we're doing some reflection of some finances. That was great because some of you are part of that. We gave over $175,000 to missions last year. Thank you. Yes, that's part of your tithes and offerings in doing that. The financial piece of that was great too. We started our Hope on the Horizons support group. We need a bigger room, right? Yeah, so those are good things, problems to have. Just reflecting on some other things. Our attendance has slowly been going up online. You can always come when you want, but online and also in the building. So that's been wonderful too, that's growing as well. We've had just some amazing, and this is the why of things being come to the fruition. We've had some really incredible testimonies throughout the year. financial breakthroughs, healing, addiction dropping. Can I say that? I just made that up. Addiction drop, just breaking the chains. Freedom in Christ, where I'm no longer a slave to sin. Had many of those this year. Flourish started a support group too, as well, with the women. So thank you very much for starting that as well. So a lot of, in the U Ministries, which is under our U Ministry, a lot of that grew. So it was a good year. And you were a part of that if you were here. Forecasting. How many are ready for 2026? Doesn't matter, it's coming anyhow, right? A few days away. I would encourage you, if you can come out New Year's Eve, it's going to be a worship experience, communion, and we're going to pray. So it's a good way of starting that out. And what time is it? Does anybody know? Good, okay. Ed, thank you. You did good. Yeah, please come out if you can. And it won't be more than an hour. So we don't want to keep you out too late. But forecasting. Here's some exciting things that are coming down the pike for FCC next year. We are, under our educational anthem, we are creating a discipleship group that'll run about two times a year. And it is, because we've talked about discipleship, it's a word we used for years. It's pretty much, you know, if you're surrendering life to Christ, there should be a roadway of how to follow Christ, right? So in doing that, that is discipleship and making that decision to do that. So we've got we're putting a group together that anybody's welcomed, whether you've been here for 20, 30 years, and you just want, it's going through the rudimentary things, things that we do preach here too, but more in a group setting all together of how we can grow and become disciples. Because we just heard the mission was that. So we're very thrilled about putting that together. You'll hear more information in February on that as well. The men are launching their support group through Ignite, I believe, in February. So that's good. We have another group that's going to be launching in February, which is called MomCo. So it's a support group for mothers. Yes. So that's very much needed, no matter what stage in life you are, of your first child or the kids have left, whatever season of life that is, there's a group for that as well too. And that goes under the U Ministries as well. We have widows. Well, that's been going on too. Yeah. I know Don and Aisha have been leading that, so that's really good. Yeah, thank you for doing that. Thank you. The church is, the way the Holy Spirit is beginning to direct Faith Christian Center, and the vehicle he's using right now is doing different ministries that minister to your front door. Okay? It's very comfortable in the seat right now. Even as a nice man that I am preaching the Word of God, it's very comfortable in the seat. But we want to meet you at your front door. We want to meet you with the things you may be going through. We want to meet you to help strengthen you to become more like God's called you to be in your life. We want to meet you there. And you know what? We're aware that it may get messy at times. Clean up in aisle 8? That's okay. That's discipling. That's what Jesus did. Another amazing thing we're doing for 2026, and we announced it already, and we're going to have some more details soon, as we're planting a church. Faith Christian Center has never done that before. As we've been birthing these things that are on our hearts through the Holy Spirit, we're talking about building kingdom, building kingdom, building kingdom, building kingdom. Well, if we're really building kingdom as a church and we may have some resources, we need to go out too. Yes, we support missions and around the world, but what about our backyard sometimes? Our Jerusalem, we could say. So we studied and we believe that Brockton is the area to plant Faith in Motion Church. So, and Pastor Ray and Miss Angela will help lead that. That's a big deal, a big change for us. That is not a planting of an FCC brand. That is building kingdom. So our trust and our hope is that for the people of Metro South that don't have a church, don't even know God, even better, that they are attracted to Faith in Motion Church to come there. And we're excited about that. Certainly Pastor Ray and Angela are revving up in that area too, and the support, and I'll get into more details. Faith Christian Center is going to financially support. It's what a church plan is a parent church will, and typically in many cases, will financially support the church plant for a certain duration. Because eventually you want it to be all separate, because our hope is it's like any church plant, is this blowing up in a good way, right? And it's affecting the region for Christ. So that's what our goal is. That's our mission and vision of that, and the what and the why of that. So keep that in prayer. We're going to be praying over Pastor Ray and Miss Angela, I believe, on January 18th, I think. Somebody tell me. I'm not. That sounds right. Yes, thank you. Yes. So we'll all pray. The elders will come up because we want to ordain that even more and get ready to be doing that. So 2026 is amazing. It's coming. We got a lot going on. The spiritual forecast. We're reflecting in spiritual forecasts, and then I want to look at this other church if we do have time. This, just keep this on your heart. And I think many of you are hungry for this. And we've been seeing it even in this year of 2025. We want, obviously we want spiritual growth. That shows a mature church, right? And that's part of discipleship, and that's where we go. But in our time together, we want a spiritual focus to be the following. And it may most likely be in our worship time. It may be in somebody speaking. It may just be in a prayer time, whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do. So I'm not predicting that, because then I'm putting in my own formula together. And then I got to support that. What I am saying is whenever those spaces are happening from 9:30 to 11-ish or whatever, that we are all beginning to see the awness of God in front of us. Spiritual lenses, spiritual focus, heart focus. That our mission is, we have that expectation coming. If we have that expectation coming in, He comes where He's wanted. So we get to see the awness of God, the majesty of God, the fear of the Lord too. Lord, You are great, and greatly to be praised. Lord, You are great and greatly to be praised. Because this is when heaven and earth collide. This is when kingdom comes down. But we got a hunger for that. And then in the same point, the next breath of seeing the beauty of Jesus. They're together right now in heaven. They're looking for any invitation. AKA the presence of God coming in. I know Craig talked about that earlier, just on individual levels. Imagine if our expectation, if individually we're saying we want the presence of God, I want to see the awness of You, God, the awness, the majesty of who You are against whose I am. We got to remember whose we are. We're owned by Him. And then the beauty of Jesus, the beauty of His healing hands in a room, the beauty of His soft voice that had power behind it to lead folks in the direction of truth and freedom. That's the beauty of Jesus. We need both. If we can seek that into 2026, His presence will fall. His presence will fall. But you know what you have to give up? There's anything with God, sometimes you have to give something up. You're not giving it up. I'm off script, so I don't know what I'm saying. But you're not giving it up. But you are surrendering yourself to that. Because your agenda can't compete with His agenda. They can't. He's God. and whose you are? No. So I just encourage you, pray that in. It'll happen in our worship, in our speaking. It may stop us in our tracks even now. Say, I can't go further. I have nothing, no great words that can enhance this experience right now. And pontificate, whatever that word is. Because God's in the room. See, when we begin to surrender ourselves and our agenda, He begins to open up. And that image of God that we have in us, it begins to finally reflect. Then you leave and it reflects into any situation you're in. A new bill comes in the mail. Well, God is my provider. God is greater than this. A sickness gets transformed or diagnosed. Don't know, but God, that image that I was in the presence of God, that is far greater than any of these situations that are temporal and not eternal. They are real, but they don't define you. We've got to get to that. I'm not all there yet, but I'm getting closer. Can I get a little egotistic? I'm getting closer. And I don't want anything else. We'll get there. We'll get there. The honest of God and beauty of Jesus. I want to talk about a church. The church of Ephesus. I want to start by talking that Jesus, in Revelations, as we know early on in Revelations, there's seven churches that Jesus inspires through the Holy Spirit to John to pen these things to these churches that are in the area right now. And obviously Ephesus is one of them. And I want to make a case with Ephesus that I don't want us to go down that path. You don't want us to go down this path. But it's very easy to. I'm starting with the letter to Revelations because then we're going to go back to Ephesians 1 where I think Paul had a great, follow me, Paul had a great discernment that this might happen, what you're about to hear. So he was all in to say, I encourage you to be understanding and living in the spiritual blessings that are awaiting you now, not even into eternity. Because if you don't, are not aware of spiritual blessings, the enemy will put you in another direction. Going in, we just talked about a spiritual thing. The God of the universe coming into this room. Heaven and earth coming together, physical and spiritual. And even into 2026, we need to be more aware of the spirit realm that's aware. Not that we're over, I love this, Michael Jr. Not that we're oversaved. You ever heard Michael Jr. is a comedian? He's like, I just have some friends that are oversaved. I mean, they pray what kind of sweater they're going to put on today. We don't want to be so spiritually heavenly in the clouds that we're useless earthly. You know who is a great example of that? I shouldn't even have to say it. Jesus. Jesus was great. He was a divine human being, and he learned to walk in both realms. He could do it. So we need to be very sensitive to the spirit realm, but not super sensitive that we're just so absent-minded about the things that are around us. So let's start this letter, Revelations 21, 2 through 4. This is the letter to the church of Ephesus that Jesus is inspiring into John to write. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down from like heaven, like a bride beautiful. Did I give you that one? Oh boy. No, that's not it. That was last week. Here it is. Pfeffer translation. It's speaking to the church of Ephesus. He's saying, you're a growing church. You're doing everything. You're doing your what right. Your what I do. You're assembling. You're having great services. Sounding like angels singing in worship. You're working hard to do God's will. So you would think of that letter, that church is not lazy. They're doing great things, right? But he says, I have one thing against you. Thank you. But I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Churches that, again, we're not perfect, but we're healthy. We believe. But churches that lose their why and focus so much on their what will probably always lose their first love. Because we're so focused on what we do, what perfection we need to get, everything that we need to do, and we're losing the why that Jesus just wants us. Those are good, but we can lose things. And we lose our why. Leaders do weird things. Church hurt comes out and about, which is all very real. Church assumption, because nobody wants to actually come and ask the pastor what's true about something. All these things are out because we forgot our why. We're here for something greater than ourselves. And that is becoming more like Jesus. So this church was had it all together. They were busy, like we are, doing great things. But we lost our first love. Let's jump to Ephesians quickly. Ephesians chapter 1. This is Paul's letter to that same very church many years before Revelation came about. And this is what I'm saying. I think he knew that something might happen, and the Holy Spirit told him to start this letter this way. He says, I am writing, this letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. The normal salutations of entering the letter of what Paul. Ephesus, the church of Ephesus was led by Paul and Timothy. So they had some pretty big name leaders. They were being led well. I am writing to God's holy people in Ephesus who are faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus. May God of our Father and Lord Christ, Jesus Christ, give you grace and peace. That is such two powerful hooks there. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly realms. I want to stop at heavenly realms. The Western church sometimes thinks when these apostles talk about heaven so much or heavenly realms, our Western church has given a thought of more location than the reality of resources for us that are awaiting. What am I saying? Heavenly realms. Oh, the untouchable area that I could never benefit from here on earth. No! Heavenly realms. Talking about you can. This is the realm now that you're in, as heaven as a resource for you now. Heaven coming down now. Was blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Keep going. Even before he made the world, God loved us. Some of you need to get that. And chose us. Some of you really need to get that, knowing who we all are, in Christ to be holy and without fault in your neighbor's eyes, in his eyes. Keep going. Yes, thank you. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Keep going. So we praise God for this glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. Keep going. He is so rich. We try and put money when we hear the word rich. He's rich in kindness. Some of you are getting more wealthy in that area. And grace, that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. Last verse. He showered, not sprinkled, showered that wealth of kindness on us We talked about last week in the plan of God. He could have said after Eden, I'm done. I got better things to do. But he kept going because he had a desire to be connected to humanity. He showered us with his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Wisdom simply is having a wealth of knowledge in a certain situation. Understanding is knowing how to apply that wealth of knowledge. So Paul is really emphasizing there's wisdom I need you and understanding to have. One and the other will make a powerful reality for a Christ follower to know that I have all of heaven backing me here on earth. So let's jump down to verse 14, 12 and 14. I wanted to skip because we read last week the plan, but let's jump into this. So verse 12 to 14, thank you. God's purpose was that we Jews, again he's writing this, John, who were the first to trust in Christ would bring praise and glory to God. Keep going. And now you Gentiles, most of us in the room, have also heard the truth, the good news. We need to be reminded that it's good news. That God has saved you. That's just right there. We can go, ready? Let's go home. That's enough right there. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you, we got to be reminded of this, the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. Let's stop right there for a minute. So when you believed in Christ, you may have started with a prayer or whatever we talked about earlier, that you were being drawn into God and you responded in faith to say, hey, I need a Savior. I'm not doing this on my own anymore. That believed in the Greek is more a present tense at all time. I mean, it's a continual residual effect in your life. I am always believing. It's not I believed once, therefore I am and it is, whatever Shakespeare would say. It's an ongoing belief, is what they meant back then. An ongoing thing that produces fruit in your life too. That's another message. So when we believed in him, he, God of the universe, who created you and I and everything around us, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit. He'll do a series in a few months. I think I did it before. The Holy Spirit is your compass. Your map is your Bible. The Holy Spirit is to let you know where you are compared to that. And it's your compass. It's your compass every day. Like Craig talked about earlier, getting discernment, walking into a room that he knew nobody about, knew nothing about, but he knew he was just knowing that he was going to share Christ. The Holy Spirit, we need to be still sometimes to hear that Holy Spirit. Let's rewind a little bit more. We just need to begin to identify the Holy Spirit every morning. Lord, give me an opportunity, and I can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, guide me in truth. Comfort me if something happens that I didn't expect. But guide me in truth of what Jesus is teaching me. Give me discernment, what's right and wrong, what's a lie, what's truth. Because there's plenty of those things out there. Hey, not everything on social media is true. I just discovered that. Especially with, I can go down this track, especially with AI. Oh my Lord. I'm sorry. Here's my prophetic thing. I think some of the social media will go away at some point because everybody's like, I don't even know if that's true or not. Clint Eastwood saved? I don't know. You know, I mean, AI, everything that they're doing now, it's interesting. Oh boy. Giving you the Holy Spirit whom he promised long ago. Let's continue. The Spirit is God. He's guaranteeing. That's better than your mortgage company backing a guarantee. That's better than anything else. The Spirit of God guarantees that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be with his own people. That's our inheritance. He did this so we could be comfortable and have good church services. That was one trend. He did this so we could praise and glorify Him. Begin to see the awness of God, the majesty of God, and the beauty of Jesus. Then he gets into another phase of this chapter, which we really want to live in for the remainder of time, which is short, but we'll see how long we go. Can we go to Ephesians 1, 15 through 23? Ever since, so still the same chapter, but just a new thought and new truth. Ever since I have first heard of your strong faith, we got to be careful, Faith Christian Center. What defines strong faith? Don't answer. It's a trick question. How strong you are in your faith? Because then it has everything to do with you. The strong faith Paul's writing about is the strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the work on the cross. I've heard somebody say in a desperate time, and we're all somewhere, so I'm saying this in love, all I have, Pastor, is my faith. Ooh, okay. How about all you have is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to transform your situation? It's a subtle difference, but it'll go in two different areas. And the enemy loves that. Strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for God's people. You got to have both. I love you, Jesus, but the person next to me, I can't stand. And your love for God's people everywhere. Keep going. I have not stopped thanking God for you. Paul is saying this to the church of Ephesus because he's so proud of them and he's seeing what direction they're taking and transforming lives in a very pagan area where they were located as well. I pray for you consistently. Keep going. Asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you in this FCC, let's get spiritual wisdom in 2026 and beyond. Give you spiritual wisdom and insight. Insight are those aha moments that the Holy Spirit can bring to your attention. Like, whoa, okay. So that you may be proud and say, look what I know. No, so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. Keep going. I pray that your hearts will be flooded. Flooded is a big activity, right? You know when you're getting flooded, right? I pray that your hearts will be flooded with the light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Jesus going to the cross, that hope that kept him. He could see both you and I. Maybe with blood coming down. I don't mean to get graphic, but the sacrifice he was doing for us. He knew that you were his reward. We are, and he is ours. Holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Keep going. I also pray that you will understand the incredible, here we go, greatness of God's power. Do not underestimate that. This is part of our faith response too. When things don't look like the way we believe God's will is enacting, we still have to have in faith in a God who is in control and sees what's happening. Understand the incredible greatness of God's power to transform things for us who believe in Him. This is the same, this is a comparison. This is a pretty big deal. This is the same mighty power, continue, that raised Christ from the dead. Not only just, hey, you're out of the grave. He ended up physically ascending to a place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realm. That's a location, heavenly realm. Now he is far, ooh, come on. You belong to this. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader, Putin, Trump, Biden, whoever, or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. in the world to come. Keep going. Oh, he's not done. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him the head. This is important because we're going to camp here for a minute. We're not going home right away. Is that okay? All right. God has made him the head over all things for the benefit of the United States. No. For the head of all things for the benefit of the church. The family of God. That's another message. Keep going. I don't get my... And the church is whose? His body. It is made full. Man, Spurgeon, I've said this before, and we all want to get there, and I think we will. You know, we get filled more, and the Holy Spirit is leading our days more. Spurgeon said this, the more I continue to get filled with the fullness of Christ, the more I see the less emptiness of everything else around me. And the church's body is made full, complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere for himself. His blueprint, his thumbprint is on everything. Keep going. And it's on you. And the church's... Keep going. Was that what it... Got all revved up and that's the end. There's got to be more. No. That's all right. We'll camp here. Is made full and complete, who fills everything with himself. And the church is his body. Faith Christian Center. There is no perfect church. But there are healthy churches. We believe we are. With God's grace. Not with any great ideas our pastoral team has. We're just following and being obedient. There are many that are growing more into their Christianity that would say, I don't need church to follow Christ. God gave you a free will. But all biblical references talk about a leader of the church that you're trying to follow, but he leads the church, not a silo Christianity. So I would encourage, yeah, we're a bunch of imperfect people getting together at times. But it's an ordained thing. Because Jesus is leading it. He's not leading this and saying, oh, I got a plan B of another type of thing I'm going to try over here and keep that. No, he's all in with the church because it's going to be his bride he's returning for. Being a part of a church. It's so important in these last days. Things are moving. Pastor, you're trying to scare me. Well, if that's what happens, I don't know. I'm just telling you the truth. This is being part of a church. So important. Which leads to my last point. Is in 2026. I know we talked about the what, the why of things. It's so important in your individual life. Why? What do I do and why do I do it? Those are good questions to have coming into the new year. The church, what is Faith Christian Center? We kind of went through that. And then why does it exist? Well, to help people be discipled and become more like Christ. But the current of all those questions, if we had a current, let's say water current, the current will only go wherever you prioritize. Right? So the other question is coming into 2026, and I got to ask myself, where are my priorities? God, family, church, that's been the anthem. God is priority. But let me encourage you. You could have different seasons where the last two may be interchanged or things happen. Family and church. I'm a parent and I understand. A PSA moment, ready? Public service announcement for parents. If you come back next Sunday when I'm done. We've got to be very careful what we prioritize for our kids. Plenty of opportunities to do different things. You need to be careful because you're leaving a legacy of something. What do we talk about? The father, the grandfather. What is to raise my kids in the fear and admiration of the Lord? And I may not be perfect at it, but I'm hoping His grace to lead that there. And then my why is because I love them. God's given them to me. Some parents have put in sports for their kids, God, and family and something else. But sports has become that. Whatever you put in front of God will become an idol. And you got to be careful of that. Raising, and again, parents, I mean, I love sports. I was an okay basketball player. Okay, I didn't stretch it. Okay. Okay basketball player. And I loved sports. But church was more important than sports at the time. Because I'm growing in a community that's going to teach me just as many life skills and spiritual maturity that I could ever want to know. That yes, it's nice to be on a field to do that competition. Don't worry, you get enough competition in church. It's just quiet. All right? Don't let anybody tell you there isn't. But you've got to be careful. I'm not saying take your kids out of sports. You're not listening to me. But what is your priority? Whatever you put in front of God in this coming year will be your idol. Just remember that. I am gone over my time. So Paul's praying this to a church, saying, he's saying, get spiritual wisdom. Because I see if you don't hang on to that, you may be that church down the road that does all these great things and is busy. But you've lost your first love, which is Jesus. All He's done for you, how much He loves you, the sacrifice He's given for you. For you. So going into 2026... get that spiritual focus on more, where we're seeing the honest of God, seeing the beauty of Jesus, praying for spiritual wisdom. Sometimes that spiritual wisdom may not have to do exactly with spiritual things, too. It crosses all borders. We were getting something done to our house recently. Now, here's a bad example for you. When I go and buy cars, I don't pray about it. Just give me a car, I'm fine, whatever. Payments are fine. But God started dealing with me. And again, I'm not being oversaved. But God started dealing with me and say, how come before you walk in a dealership, you don't pray for spiritual wisdom if it's the right car right now? Not the right color, but the right car. So I'm learning to grow in this too. So spiritual wisdom will cross over into your physical decisions of things too, if you allow it to help you. And then you can say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you that you need. Pastor, my heart's broken during this Christmas season. That's where you are. God sees where you are. We pray for grace and love and other people around you to help God's purpose because He loves you so very much. So no matter where we are, because everybody's somewhere, God will meet us where we are. But compared to Jesus and God and the honest and beauty, compared to other religions, God and Jesus will never leave you where you are because He wants to grow you. Amen? Amen? Let's stand. Heavenly Father, we are... what time is it? We're going to start... I'm not going to do it today, but... I was hoping to have time, but getting back in the community of things, we're going to at least once a month begin to recite out loud at the end of services once a month the Apostles' Creed and the Lord's Prayer. I think that helps us come together more as a body. You study a lot of the apostles and the disciples and their journey of following Christ and laying down their cross. Laying down their crowns for crosses, things that they've done, and you find over time they would do a lot of confessional things together and the power that was in that. So I'm excited. We'll do that soon. Do you want to do it now? Yeah, okay. Do we have the slides back there? Is Miss Angela back there? Or somebody? No? That's all right. We'll do it soon. I teased you guys. I apologize. All right, well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that the opportunity that we had during this Christmas season to celebrate Emmanuel, you being with us. Lord, let this continue, this atmosphere, this intimacy with you, to go beyond this room into our week. Lord, we trust that those who do not know you heard this good news, whether it was from us or others around them during this time of a baby being born in Bethlehem that would transform the world and eternity, bringing eternity to us. Lord, we just hope that they are encouraged to find churches where they can be planted and be a part of it so they can grow and get discipled. Lord, as we enter into this new year, if this last year has just been a year, let us learn, let us grow, but let's begin to have a greater sight of joy into 2026, where we are spiritually growing, to have spiritual wisdom, to seeking your face in the throne room of heaven and putting that as a priority in our lives. Because when you are invited, God, you show up and transform our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you've never surrendered your life to Jesus.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. We're so happy that you were able to join us here at FCC on this chilly, snowy morning. I'm joined by my beautiful sister in Christ. I hope you enjoyed the service. We certainly did. And whether this was a year of triumph or turmoil for you, I think we should just be happy and be grateful that the Lord has brought us through. Amen. Amen. And today, Pastor did a lot of reflecting on 2025 and the awesome things that the church has been able to accomplish through the help of Jesus Christ, and forecasting, Lord willing, 2026, and how we are going to foster disciples and discipleship, Lord willing, in 2026. Amen.
And I do believe that one of the things that helped me through 2025 and just helped me to grow were all the things that were happening on campus, the community here, the rich community, from the hugs that I would get on Sunday mornings to the children, my children ministering to me because of things that they learned in Children's Grow, strengthening my marriage through the marriage ministry that they have.
Amen.
Here, a discipleship course. There's so much always going on campus, and FCC has just been such a blessing to me. So I just can't wait to see what 2026
yes.
is. It's going to be awesome in Jesus' name. I just know it.
Amen, amen. And the last thing I want to leave you with is one thing Pastor said this morning. What is your mission and your vision? Because if you don't have one, you'll hit your target every time. Oof. Right? So thank you again for joining us. We would love to hug on you in person on Sunday mornings at 9:30 and Wednesday evenings as well. You can also call or text the number at the bottom of your screen to reach out if you need some prayer. All right? Thank you and God bless.
God bless you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.